So, you're in the mood for love and something or someone has brought you to the World Wide Web. Now what? It doesn't matter if you've been dating online 5 years or 5 minutes. We all need a little help refreshing ourselves and putting our best features forward in an attempt to make it to that big day when we can delete our profile and enjoy the love we found. The following tips are designed to help you improve the way you reveal your true purpose when looking for love. Tip number one, know what you're looking for before you go looking for it. I'm sure if I've said this once, I've said it 1,001 times. The key to finding out what you're looking for is to first know what you're looking for. Too many of us treat dating like a trip to the supermarket. We walk in, look around, pick up the first thing that looks good to us at the time. And much like dating, groceries, when we get home and unpack the bags, we realize that we picked up a lot of veggies and no meat. Even the strictest vegetarian will tell you that we all need our protein. While looking for that ideal mate, we also need some substance. Make your list before you go shopping and stick to it. Tip number two, don't waste time on things that don't fit. Now it's time to go try on clothes. Tell me, do you ever intentionally pick up the wrong size? Do you ever try it on just to torture yourself? Do you buy it and take it home in hopes that one day it will fit? If the answer is yes, wrong answer. If not, then why would you do that with a man or woman? Why would you waste your time, energy, or money, because everything costs, on someone that doesn't fit who you are or what you are looking for? Tip number three, know your deal breakers. We all learned in kindergarten that it's nice to share. That works really well with crayons, paper, and snacks, not so well with our significant others. For the sake of this article, swingers do not exist. We are all assuming that the goal is a totally monogamous relationship with one other person. The thing to keep in mind is that not everyone shares your values or definition of the truth. There is no easy way to say this other than to say it. There are some straight-up, dead-wrong, good-for-nothing, bad-intention-having lost souls surfing the internet today. Phew. Got that out. You've got to set your standards based on your designated goals and stick with them. I love me some insert the male body part opposite the rear end as much as the next girl. However, there is only so much shit that I will deal with. Know what your bottom line is, and don't let anyone persuade you to continue to cross it over and over again. Tip number four, the true definition of coming full circle. If the end goal is to eliminate your user profile because you have found the love you desire and no longer need to advertise, then we must first start with creating the right profile to begin with. Make sure that you use a recent, flattering photo. Don't be afraid to be specific about what you're looking for. The only thing it can do is turn off those that don't measure up. This is the best opportunity for you to be you. Tell some of those different qualities that make you unique. If you're just looking for a serious relationship, say that. Don't worry that you'll turn others off. What you'll do is, hopefully, weed out most of the just looking for a booty callers, and refresh, renew, and redo your profile every now and then to keep it current and fresh. You never know whose attention you might catch the second time around with a new picture or a cute and clever line in your profile. Try, try, and try again until the day when you can officially delete your profile with your new love, or at least change the caption to "Looking for friends only." This is Letitia, and it's never too late to make a second impression.